Welcome to the LifePurpose.com podcast.
The number one podcast in the entire cosmos for empowering and inspiring you to live your life's purpose.
My name is Hema Ullman.
And I'm Gabriel Serra.
And today's episode is about when you know yourself, you know your purpose.
On last week's podcast episode, I spent a lot of time talking about the nice guy syndrome. And in particular, I talked about from my observations myself and the challenges that I had gone through and the consequences of being a fake nice guy, trying to be nice, saying yes when I really meant no. And I know that that's a big issue, but I didn't know how big of a issue that actually was. Until I found this book about the disease to please by, I think their name is Dr. Harriet Baker or Breaker. Let me see. Hold on a second. Oops. It's by Dr. Harriet Breaker, The Disease to Please. And you had mentioned just before we started recording that you wanted to talk about identity. This past Friday, we had a shadow date. This time it was my turn. And I was addressing and acknowledging the shadow of the nice guy syndrome within me, the nice guy mask. And at some point, I got to a stage of the shadow day of the session where I was confused. I was absolutely confused about who I should be now. And for the last couple of months, we've been talking about 10Xing and doing the shadow work to release and rewire our psychology so that we can 10x ourselves and be the 10x version of ourselves. But in that, I found a lot of confusion. I was really confused because this identity, this nice guy idea has taken up so much of who I am or who I've pretended to be that it's hard for me to know who is the truth of me. And you had mentioned wanting to talk about identity and knowing yourself and being the truth of who you are. We've talked about this before in previous episodes. This is nothing new, but maybe there's something else that you wanted to share on this topic of recreating yourself and recreating your identity that maybe we didn't talk about before. So what exactly came to you about identity and changing your identity to accommodate the 10x version of yourself?
I did touch on this on previous episodes, but I'm going to be more specific here. And the path to living your purpose and living in full alignment with your soul's journey, your soul's path, and your highest timeline that is for your greatest and highest good. The timeline where you are the fullest, greatest expression of who you came here to be, living your purpose and feeling your best. It's about returning to who you truly are without the conditions, without the labels, without the indoctrinations and the masks and the programs that the outer world has placed on you while you were living in an unconscious state of being. When we are children, we are all living in an unconscious state of being, and we are like sponges, and we're taking on the programs. We model it. It is simple psychology. A lot of it has to do with survival mechanisms where we start operating on characteristics to actually survive as children, and we just copy a lot of the stuff from others and the outer world. And then we make that ours. We make that become our character. We make that become our identity based on what we see in the outer world, based on the illusions of the outer world. But there comes a time, probably not for everyone, but especially at this time in human history and human consciousness, where a lot of people are awakening to who they truly are. And a lot of people are having what we call a spiritual awakening, where they are waking up from a deep sleep. And the deep sleep is the unconscious state of being, where people all of a sudden realize, holy wow, what is happening with my life? It seems like everything is falling apart. But no, your life is not falling apart. It's actually falling together. First, it's falling apart. It may look like chaos, feel like chaos, but in that chaos was designed to bring you back into greater harmony with who you truly are. And a lot of people, especially over the last years, during the lockdown, have experienced a massive awakening to a more conscious state of being. And they realize, holy wow, I've been living a lie my entire life, and I'm just awakening to that. And that's when a lot of people do fall into depression or want to commit suicide, because they are all of a sudden, their blindfolds are being lifted and they're seeing the first time in their life the truth of their life and of their being. And it requires a lot of courage to actually see clearly all the masks, all the programs that you have run, and all the unconscious creations of your life, and to then be neutral to that and to actually welcome it with love and to say, okay, this is where we are. I am now remembering more of who I truly am and who I choose to not be anymore. And I can make a new choice. It's not about giving up. You know, you see your life, you are awakening, and all of a sudden you realize, holy wow, what was I doing with my life? And I encourage you to not stop there, but to see it as an opportunity for you to reinvent yourself and to realign to who you truly are. This is your opportunity to really get to know who you truly, truly are on a soul level, on a divine level, on a level of how God created you to be. And from there, you can then realign to your true mission and your true purpose. And once we are awakening from that deep sleep and from that unconscious state of being, this is our opportunity to return to our truth and to awaken to our truth, hence to awaken to our purpose.
You know, as you're saying this about identity and recreating yourself, I can't help but think about Pamela, who was a previous guest on the LifePurpose.com podcast, and how she was involved in the tech industry. And when I came over to the States, she had some health issues. This was back in 2020. And then we went to Cambo to take Cambo. And that made a huge impact on her well-being, on her psychology, on her life, from what I understand. And then now she is a Iboga medicine provider, correct? So she's now facilitating retreats where she's giving out this medicine, and she's studied under Magenda, who has his own retreat in Africa, in Gabon. And she's also now speaking in Harvard, right? She's doing like little lectures in Harvard on the benefits of the psychedelic medicine. Is this correct?
Yes. Yeah, so Pamela, just a brief summary, is a wonderful, beautiful example of someone who awakened from an unconscious state of living and being to her purpose. And if you want to know more, you find the entire interview on the Life Purpose Off YouTube channel.
I'll also link it in the show notes in the blog post.
And it is a fantastic interview. And this is what's happening to a lot of people, where they experience a major crisis in their life, whether it's through physical ailments or they go through a divorce or whatever the challenge or the crisis is. And in that crisis, they are finding out who they truly are and their purpose in life. And with all the people that I interviewed so far, that theme has been in common. They all had that one thing in common where they said, I arrived at a point in my life where I could not continue with my life. It did not feel right anymore. I needed to change something. And they went through a crisis or a challenge that was so intense for them that there was no other way but to change and to surrender to a higher calling.
Would you have said that that was the case for you? I don't think so.
No, I think for me, I was, my level of pain, my level of how much pain I was willing to accept in my life was very low, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So for me, it was enough to work for someone and I wasn't satisfied. Like my threshold of accepting things that are out of alignment with my truth are very, very low, if that makes sense. Like I do not need to get hit by a truck in order to change my life. Like I can feel and I know the signs very early when I am out of alignment with my truth and when I'm out of alignment with my purpose.
Well, that's also, I think, a large part of that is in credit to your mom, because she raised you, from what I have observed, to be more on the spiritual side.
Perhaps.
So, like, if you think about maybe Pamela's story or from my background, that wasn't really the case. So it was more like this idea that we had to live our lives a certain way to be quote unquote successful and to fit into an image of what we thought the outer world said that this is success.
Exactly.
For your mom, when she raised you, what I'm seeing, what I've observed is a lot of love and a lot of spirituality from what I've seen. And that may have also contributed to you just being in general sensitive. And plus, you also grew up in the countryside too.
Yes. And I want to add on to the importance of being raised on the countryside, very much in tune with nature, being very grounded. That adds up to people knowing their truth. If you live in the mountains, if you live surrounded by nature and you are out in nature, you're connecting with nature every single day from when you are a child, your connection to your own truth and to your own nature is much stronger than if you are raised, let's say, completely ripped off of nature in a concrete jungle, for example. But let's go back to the example with Pamela and why you brought her up. And yes, she said there was no other way for her but to take an alternative, natural medicine to heal herself, because otherwise she would have died. And the modern medicine could not do anything for her. So that was her challenge point. It was either do or die, in a sense, change or die. So she went to take iboga in Gabon, and it was there where the shaman and the medicine itself revealed to Pamela that her destiny is to be an iboga female shaman, because that was the case for her ancestors. They were serving the medicine. She reconnected to her roots, to who she truly was and who her lineage is and where her lineage comes from. And it turns out that they were all deeply connected to the medicine. But she avoided her roots. She avoided her truth for a large part of her life, for 30 years. She did not want to have anything to do with that side of her life. For her, she said it was all woo-woo, and she judged it until that judgment actually made her sick, because she was living a life run by her ego and by what her ego thought success looks like and a happy life looks like. But she said she wasn't happy. Something was missing. Her soul was not happy. And then she went to iboga and she said it was so intense for her mind, for her ego, that she thought she actually couldn't survive it. And like she had to let go of everything, all the beliefs, everything that she thought she knew. She said she had to drop everything. And that's what we're talking about. Are you ready to drop everything that you thought you knew about your life? Are you willing to let go of all the attachments in your life? Are you willing to let go of your beliefs, your stories, your past, your programs, your relationships, your belongings, to really return to your truth? Are you willing to get stripped down to your naked truth and remember your purpose? And yes, to answer your question, Pamela, she studied in Harvard, and she is now, part of her purpose is to bring the traditional ancient medicines back into the modern world and to actually bring a greater healing and a greater awareness to the Western world on what true healing really is about, and to educate people more on the powers of the plant medicines. And she does that in her own way, which includes giving lectures at Harvard, from what I know.
So from what I'm gathering about why you brought this up with the identity and having to let go, especially for those that are going through their own spiritual awakening, we've gone through this, or levels of this, some years ago, a few years ago now. And what I gather from this is that we have this set idea of who we think we are. And a lot of this, as we've talked about privately and on the podcast, is a large part of it is conditioning. Conditioning from when we were younger. We have been raised to believe that we must live a certain life. We must do things a certain way. And
it's also the education system, what they make you believe.
Right. It's all outer world conditioning is what we can call this. Mind control, or whatever you want to term it. And what you're saying is that in order for us to truly live our true purpose, right? Because this is getting back down to it. Now it seems like Pamela is more in alignment with her true life purpose, right? That's what the Iboga medicine showed her and revealed to her, is that she is supposed to be a Bawidi Iboga female practitioner, shaman, and she's supposed to give the medicine to the Western world. She, before that, was in a completely different field, unrelated to Iboga, unrelated to what she's doing now.
Not fully unrelated. There is a big connection between what she did before working in the tech industry and what she does now, because she's bridging it, where she's actually educating the tech people on the importance of consciousness and reconnecting with the plants, and the importance of developing sustainable technologies that are in harmony with nature.
Well, from what I remember, it was completely unrelated, because if she was doing one thing in technology, she wasn't bridging it. She had no prior knowledge to the medicines, and she shied away from it. She resisted it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about. Maybe now she's connecting it, but before, when she was involved in the technology, she had no interest, or she had a strong judgment, right, or resistance towards what she is doing now beforehand. That's where I'm coming from. So she had to let go of this idea of who she thought she was in order to be able to do that. She had to really, really let go of, I am Pamela, I am this person, I do technology, this stuff is woo. She even had to let go of that idea that what she's doing now is out there, it's woo, it's strange, it's unusual. She had to really become comfortable with adopting a new personality, is
everything.
What I'm saying. Everything. So she had to restructure her identity. And what you're saying is that this is important, because when it comes to living one's purpose, getting back to the big ones, when it comes to living one's purpose, they must be able to change their identity if that identity that they have been running on, or that they have been associating themselves as, is not in alignment with their purpose. So if, for example, you yourself, Hamba, before you were doing LifePurpose.com, you were working at a restaurant many years ago, almost 10 years ago or over 10 years ago now. You're working at a restaurant in London. You're unhappy. You're about to quit. And that was nowhere in alignment with your purpose. Maybe you got a couple of skills from there that you now are applying to lifepurpose.com, but that was nowhere near what you could be with your life. That was nowhere near you fulfilling your potential.
I improved my English language skills. That's for sure.
Yeah. So there were some things that came out of that experience that helped you, but in terms of making the impact that you had talked about wanting to make from many years ago and doing something significant with your life, nowhere near. But you did take some things from there that you are now applying and that have stuck with you, which is good. But when it comes to your identity, the identity that you had working at that restaurant to the identity that you have now, you had to make a complete shift. You had to disassociate playing small, even the identity of having a small ego or a belief about no one is going to listen to what you have to say, to feeling and believing that what you had to say is of value, to even re-identifying yourself as a business person, as a businesswoman, as a podcaster, as an investor, and etc. And what I can say is that now over these last 5-6 years that we've been together and we've been doing this together, it becomes more true every single day. It becomes more true the reality that we've created for ourselves, the identities that we have created for ourselves. And in the case of last week, how I talked about the nice guy stuff, and this past shadow day, how I talked about my conflict with what would it be like for me to completely let go of the identity of being a fake nice guy, what would that leave me with? And you said something really important. You said something along the lines of, you now would be free then to choose who you choose to be. You now choose your identity. You get to choose. And I think that's the same thing that happened with Pamela. She was able to choose from that point on with the iboga.
Yes and no.
What do you mean?
What I mean is when you let go and you surrender and you come to a point where you just say, okay, God, universe, whatever higher power you surrender to, take it all from me. Everything that is not meant for me, everything that is not who I truly am, strip it away from me. You will return to your truth. You will return to who you truly are. And it's not so much about making a choice anymore of who you want to be, if that makes sense.
But that's what you just told me on Friday. You can choose now who you choose to be.
Yes, I did say that.
See, so even then, what you're saying is confusing. Like, I'm now confused by what you're saying.
Well, let's go back to Pamela's example. She got the help of the iboga medicine that stripped away everything that was not who she truly was. And then she remembered what her actual purpose was. And it's not so much that Pamela, the ego, could choose, okay, this is what I want to do, or that is what I want to do. It was more like she was being shown, hey, this is what you're supposed to do from a higher calling, a higher power, if that makes sense. This is your journey. This is your purpose. Can you accept that?
Yeah, but even still, she had to choose.
She had to choose it. Exactly. Exactly.
She had to be like, okay, I can either completely ignore what this iboga is telling me, or I can go back to being in La La Land.
Right. Exactly. So it's both. You will, once you strip away everything that you're not, you will return to a knowing of who you are, and you will be revealed your path, your purpose. And then it is up to you if you're going to choose that or not. But also there is something to say about recreating your identity from a conscious state of being where you say, okay, this is who I choose to be. I choose to be confident. I choose to be in my authentic expression. I choose my authentic self-expression over people-pleasing.
I choose to live my purpose.
Right. So it goes both ways, in a sense where you will, it's like the universe or God will present to you your highest timeline, your purpose, your truth. But then there is also an aspect of us having free choice and a free will where we can still freely choose a little bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But why would you? Why would you want to believe then that you have free? See, that's also the paradox of this.
Yes.
Because some people, I know that a lot of people emphasize, oh, you are a creator. I am the whole concept of I am God, I am this, I am this. And that you, because you are a conscious creator, you create reality, but then you have all these things that happen to you. And then some people say, well, it's God that's orchestrating it and you're just a vessel. So which is it? Which is it? And this is why I find a lot of these topics bullshit. No offense. But I think that it's a paradox to say, for some people to say, God is controlling everything. God controls your life and you're just here experiencing life. And then on the other hand, you know, you are the creator of your reality and that you choose. Well, clearly, if Pamela took this iboga medicine and then this iboga is telling her, this is what you got to be doing with your life and you're completely out of alignment with your life, then how much choice do you really have? If this is the destiny of this person, then this is the destiny. You get what I'm saying? They could either willingly accept this and be like cool with it and go with it and then they flow effortlessly, or they resist and then more stuff happens to them in the form of, like you said, quote unquote, crises or catastrophes or traumas or hardships or challenges or whatever. And they continue to be resisting what the whole purpose of their life could be.
Yes. And you mentioned something so spot on, because she said since she accepted and surrendered to the purpose that was shown to her and her highest timeline, she said her life is in a flow like it was never before. And even with how the monetary aspect comes in with the retreats that she is facilitating and sharing the message of iboga, she said she is totally giving this up to a higher power and to iboga itself, where she said, hey, iboga, God, spirit, whatever, if you want me to go down this path, you got to figure this out. And she said she surrendered to that and everything is just working out naturally and everything is flowing.
Oh, but even still too, with like being an iboga practitioner or even like being a practitioner of any psychedelics, there's like a lot of money you can make with that stuff. There's like tons of money you can make. But money aside though, getting back to the main topic is knowing yourself. And when you know yourself, you'll know your purpose. So it seems like who Pamela thought she was not the truth at all of who she was. And in that unveiling or unraveling through the iboga, she found the truth of who she was. And in that truth, she found her destiny, her purpose, and what she should be doing with her life. And she's still doing the iboga stuff to this day, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also she is being introduced to other plant medicines as well.
And she's intending to open up a retreat center as well to do the iboga. So like as I was saying too then about, you know, my issues with the whole nice guy stuff and me pretending to be this person that I'm not, to be the truth of who I am then, would that reveal to me my true purpose? I don't know. Like that's the thing that is confusing me at this stage now, because I have practiced this behavior or this pattern of being this fake nice person, saying yes when I really mean no. I have seen how this like really put me out of alignment with my truth and who I am. I don't even know who I am sometimes. And I've looked at this before many different ways, and I can see how me even being here in Austria, that's a nice guy thing. That's a people-pleasing thing. I'm all the way over here on the other side of the world. All the only people that I talk to here in Austria are you and your mom. Other than that, I am by myself and I have mama to provide me with emotional support. Like if you think about that, like I've really isolated myself. Why did I isolate myself? Because I went out of my way to move to the other side of the world for you out of a nice guy program. So how am I going to ever be knowing who I am and living my purpose if I am pretending to be something I'm not? If I am pretending to still be this fake, nice guy. And I am saying this because when it comes to the big ones and their identities and who they have pretended to be or who they have thought they were, that's going to be the same case. That's going to be the same case. If we continue to not know ourselves and to not do the shadow work and to not question ourselves, to not question who we think we are, to not question why did we choose the profession or the job that we have, we will continue to not know who we are. And when we continue to not know who we are, we will continue to not know what our true purpose is. Because just like you said, in that state of being in the iboga, when Pamela is on the iboga, there's no filter. She is able to access, and this, I know this because I've done iboga myself. I've done all these psychedelics. I've had these experiences. And I know that in these states of when you're really under the medicine and the influence of the medicine, there's no filter. You can allow the most abstract thoughts and visions into your mind. You're going to have to really work hard to resist it if you're afraid of it. But at some point, if you really want to go deep with the medicines, you have to let go. You have to just surrender to what the medicine is telling you and accept this.
That's what Pamela was saying exactly. She said when she first took iboga, iboga was showing her all the stuff that God, the universe, wanted to give to Pamela as a blessing. But Pamela's hands were full with stuff, with beliefs, with ideas, stories that she held on to with her ego. She was not able to receive the blessings that were meant for her. So iboga, the first thing was, hey, are you ready to drop all this? Because we cannot give to you because you have so much stuff that you're holding on to about who you think you are, about the world, about your purpose, about everything. None of this is true. We're going to say it as it is. So in order for us to continue and to actually bless you, you need to let go. Can you let go? And then when you're empty-handed, you can then actually receive what is meant for you.
Yeah, but you have to really get beyond that filter.
Yes.
You have to get beyond what you think you are.
Yes.
And I can't say that you cannot not take psychedelics to experience that. I don't know, because I was trying for a long, long time without psychedelics to get beyond that non-filtered state. And I still to this day have not found anything other than psychedelics that have actually helped me address my shit and get beyond that unfiltered state or get beyond that ego state. So I found psychedelics to be the number one thing for that, for me. Maybe something different from someone else, I don't know. But it's been like that for me. And I've had periods of times where I fasted 3-5 days at a time, and I still have not had that same experience as with taking ayahuasca or taking iboga or taking mushrooms or fill in the blank. So it's in that state then of letting go and allowing things to come in, little bits and pieces where someone can know more of their truth. But I still don't think that anyone is really going to know their truth if they are not looking at themselves. I don't even know what it means to know yourself completely. Like, what does it even mean to know yourself? I don't know. I really don't know. However, if I think about people that have achieved a certain level of success, last week I talked about Dwayne Johnson and his success as an actor. Before he was a successful actor, he was a successful wrestler. And his character name was The Rock. He still goes by that name. In fact, he's right now back in wrestling to do an appearance for an upcoming huge wrestling event called WrestleMania, which is hosted by the World Wrestling Entertainment Company, the WWE. And like, I think to myself, okay, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, the person, right? Dwayne Johnson was playing The Rock and he was successful at it. He could have been doing that for a while, but he chose to let go of wrestling to do acting. Why did he do that? Maybe he did that because he started to learn more of who he was. And because he started to learn more of who he was able to pursue acting because that was in alignment with who he was. If I look at his whole entire career, this guy is an entertainer. That's first and foremost. He is an entertainer. He can say things that not a lot of people can say and get away with it. And he can say things right off the top of his head, from what I've observed, without having to have any scripts. He's just very like off the cuff. He thinks on his feet, basically. Thinks very quickly. And it doesn't take much time for him to process what to say. And I showed you that those vignettes of Dwayne playing The Rock and the things that he was saying. And for like 10 minutes, all of your attention was on him and the things that he was saying. You may not have understood everything, but you could feel what he was saying and you could just notice his personal power. And I'm bringing that up because had The Rock stayed in that little box, that little frame of I'm a wrestler and I have a good thing going and I cannot give that up to see what's on the other side, we would not have seen Dwayne Johnson, the megastar. And further, Dwayne Johnson may not have had the impact, the same level of impact in people's lives or in general, had he not taken that leap of faith and trusted that it would all work out for him as an actor. But if I think about his identity, who he was, he had to be very confident and secure with himself. And that's also reflected in his body language, as you've seen. Because he has a certain degree of personal power, because he has a certain degree of personal power and confidence and trust in himself, he was able to make that transition into acting. He may not have known what the outcome would be, but he knew enough of who he was that he would do his part to live out that dream or to live out that purpose or to follow that call. But had he been insecure, unconfident, uncertain, doubtful, I don't know if he would have pursued acting in the way that he did and much less have had the success that he had. His mindset, his psychology, his perception of himself, he had to change the perception of himself from wrestler to actor. And how has that correlated now at this stage of his life? He's now actor, wrestler, entrepreneur, director of a huge sports company now, owner, co-owner of the football league. So he's doing all these things because he's constantly challenging his identity. Because there was at one point Dwayne Johnson, the actor, but then he also had to make another shift and say, I'm not just Dwayne Johnson, the actor. I'm Dwayne Johnson, the businessman. And I'm not just Dwayne Johnson, the businessman. I'm Dwayne Johnson, the director of this sports company. And I'm not just that. I'm also The Rock. So he had to really know a lot more of himself, is what I'm saying. And maybe that's also levels to it. Maybe there's also levels to knowing who you are.
Yeah, and it's also a lot of people are confused about their lives, the meaning of their lives, their purpose, why they're here. A lot of people are sick mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, because they have disconnected from their source being. They have disconnected from a higher power. Whether you call that God, you call that the infinite divine intelligence, and all that they relied on their entire lives was their ego, who they thought they were based on the beliefs of the ego identity. And the ego identity is the small identity. But when we can tap into a higher power and when we can reconnect to God within, we are reconnecting to the bigger picture of our lives. We are reconnecting to the bigger purpose of our lives. And then the confusion stops. And then you automatically remember who you are. And that's why a lot of the people living in the Western world are affected by this, because in the Western world, we have been particularly conditioned to just rely on our human mind and nothing else. Versus in other parts of the world, for example, let's say, India or parts of Asia that are more spiritually connected or known to be spiritually connected, there is less confusion. There are less mental health issues. There's a country somewhere in Asia where the president is valuing the country's prosperity based on the happiness on the people, the happiness of the people versus how much money they make. And that's also what Pamela was saying, because people, especially in the Western world, have disconnected from their roots. That's why there is so much confusion. Who am I? What's my purpose? And people are chasing after symbols in the outer world that mean nothing.
Thank you for listening to the lifepurpose.com podcast. If you enjoy our content, I invite you to also join our free newsletter where we share exclusive content. Click the link in the description below or go directly to lifepurpose.com and sign up to our newsletter. And now back to the episode.
Do you know yourself? Do you know who you are?
I'm remembering more and more about that.
I would really like to know what it means to know yourself. And I know that there is, what's that movie, Eat, Pray, Love?
Mm.
What's the actress's name? I have no idea. But there is that movie, Eat, Pray, Love, and the woman, the main character, she travels to Bali to find herself, right? And she goes on this whole journey to find out who she was. Maybe I should watch that again. And I'm like really wondering to myself, well, what happens when you do know yourself? Eckhart Tolle talked about this in The New Earth. I remember reading this book. And in The New Earth, he's talking about purpose and that one's purpose changes depending on the stage of their life that they are at and their consciousness. So like if I connect this back to Dwayne Johnson, maybe at a certain stage of his consciousness, his purpose was wrestler. And then there was another era where he had to make the 10x big leap and become Dwayne Johnson actor. And then there was another time where he started to really understand who he was then. And then he made the transition from Dwayne Johnson actor to Dwayne Johnson businessman.
Oh, 100%.
So Eckhart Tolle, in a sense, with saying the whole thing about at different stages of our consciousness, we have different purposes. Maybe that's also connected to how deep you connect with knowing who you are. And there's certain levels to knowing who you are. Maybe as I say this, because I'm still confused about who I am, I have a greater understanding of who I am today. But to understand who I am now, that's maybe like level one out of level five of who I am. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that also is reflected in my purpose. Because like I've said before on this podcast, and I've said to you, I'm not a content creator, and it makes me very unhappy. And next week will be the last episode for me that I speak on the lifepurpose.com podcast, because I know that in order for me to live my purpose, I've got to be able to let go of this.
Right.
And I've got to be able to make the 10x leap for myself. So maybe that's what it means. Maybe it means that we have at certain stages, we know ourselves up to a certain point, and then we must let go of who we think we are in order to 10X, in order to understand more of ourselves, in order to know more of ourselves, which then helps us know more of our purpose in life.
Something I want to share and be very, a very open book on the subject. Because there is no other way but to be honest and authentic and to express more of my truth. And that's why I'm sharing this. And I believe it is very important for people to hear that. It was around 10 years ago. I was working in a restaurant in London. I was not happy. I was confused. Just like we were speaking about. People are confused. What am I doing with my life? I'm chasing after money, living month to month. Paying bills. Is that all? God, is that all for my life? I was there too. And I returned to praying. I was so lost. I was so confused. And the only answer for me was to go back and pray and to ask for help.
So to go back to God?
Yes. And I must have been probably 22 or 23. it was around that time where I received a gift, a book called What Truly Matters in Life by Neil Donald Walsh. And that book was such a great help for me. So I returned back to God and I started praying and for probably months, 6 months to even a year, on a consistent basis, I was praying and I was saying, I had a specific prayer that I repeated, I think, every day. And it was about, God, please help me remember my purpose. I seem to have forgotten why I'm here. Help me remember my purpose and why I came here. I was doing this prayer for months. And then another thing I did was I stated out loud, God, universe, if there is a greater higher power, which I always knew there is, that is looking after me and that has my greatest interest, I surrender to you. I don't want to have a free will to choose the direction of my life. I know that there is my greatest and highest timeline that only God can know for my life. And I said, I surrender to thy will. I surrender to thy will for my life. And ever since then, this has been my everyday mantra. Thank you, God, for guiding my day today. And let thy will be my will. And let me just get out of the way, because I know that your dreams for me are bigger than I can imagine. And ever since then, the things that came into my life, the blessings, the miracles, were far beyond what Hema, the identity, could be capable of conceiving.
What Hema, the identity, was capable of conceiving.
Yeah.
So you had to let go of... You had to let go of the human identity. You had to let go of who you thought you were.
I wouldn't say I had to let go of the human identity, because the human identity still serves me, even up to this day. But I had to let go of allowing the human identity to make the decisions in my life. And instead, I called upon the highest of the high to make the decisions for my life. And ever since then, nothing was ever the same again. And my life is just getting better and better every day, because I allow God to make the decisions for my life through me, with my cooperation. And even as I speak and when we're recording these podcasts, I have no plan prior to what we're going to say. But once we start, there is a beautiful divine presence and a flow that is speaking with me, through me, by me. And it's just a flow, a stream. And that is the case for everyone. Everyone can tap into that. And I just let God and the higher divine presence guide my life, supervise my life, and manage my life. And I am obedient to that. And it has always surprised the human identity of what is possible. And I've been supported far beyond what the human mind can comprehend. So do I know who I truly am? The human identity cannot know, but God knows. And God is giving me what I'm ready for. Because ultimately, the truth of who I truly am can never be comprehended by the mind. Because it's so massive, it's so huge. Because we are all aspects of God. And you can't put that into a box.
I think for me, what you just said confused me even more. Because in one hand, you're saying, know yourself, and then you'll know your purpose. And then on the other hand, you're saying, let go of your human identity, or you controlling, or you interfering, or you doing things from your human self and let God do it for you. That's still confusing me very much. I don't know. I guess the way that I see it is, because you're going to have your opinion on it and how you see it, and I'm going to have my opinion on it and how I see it, and that's fine. I think the way that I see it is similar to how Eckhart Tolle was saying in that book, The New Earth. We all have a purpose, but that purpose evolves at different stages depending on our consciousness. And I think to add on to that, our purpose evolves when we know more of ourselves. Like, you know how with a intimate partner or with a relationship, the more that you, in the biblical sense, when they say, I know someone, do you know what they're actually saying? When they know someone, they have had sex with that person. So they know that person. To know someone is to have like sexual intercourse or sexual intimacy with someone. I know that person. At least this is from what I remember. in the biblical sense. And the other sense, to know of someone, is to not have that intimate sexual connection. So to know yourself or to know someone is dependent on how deep of a relationship you have with that person. And for example, we have been together for the last 5 or 6 years. Who you thought I was at the beginning and who I thought you were at the beginning is not the same as who I understand you to be today, and vice versa. But that would not have happened had we not spent more time being intimate with one another. Much the same as it would be true if you spend more time being intimate with yourself, which is why time to yourself is very important, because the more time that you have to yourself, the more time you can see yourself and you can figure your shit out. But you're never going to do that if you're distracted by social media, electronics, eating, all the fill-in-the-blank bullshit that the outer world tries to stimulate you and distract you with. You're never going to know yourself. Therefore, you're never going to know your purpose. So in order for you to know yourself more and to know your purpose more, this is how I see it, you got to spend more time with yourself. You've got to connect more to that God power, to that God source. And similar how with Dwayne Johnson, the more that he knew his talents, the more that he could say, okay, now I got to make the shift into acting. And that he was able to now go to a whole nother level of his purpose because his consciousness, he was really intimate. He like really made love to that character, The Rock, and he was able to see how entertaining he was. He was able to see what he could contribute to people. And so that transition to actor was like a no-brainer. Now, that's not to say that he had movies that did not suck. He had some really shitty movies, no offense to The Rock, to Dwayne Johnson. But he was able to make that transition because he had the confidence in himself, because he knew what he was capable of, right? Like with you, you had a period of time where I'm sure you spent a lot of time by yourself praying and talking about him, being like, God, like, help me out with my purpose here. And then you had a time when you did leave London, you were in Austria, you stood with your parents, and you had a lot of time to be like, God, talk to me. What's the next step here? You had to really be intimate, though. You had to know more of yourself. And when you knew more of yourself, you knew more of your purpose. Mm-hmm. And you got the insight and the call, hey, go do the meditation thing. And then you did that. You knew more of yourself. You knew more of your purpose. And then I came along, and then we went on this whole ride. And now you're here doing this podcast.
Right.
And then now the more that you do this, the more you know yourself here, maybe the purpose now changes again.
That reminds me to a post of a friend of mine that I happened to read. And it was saying that the main reason for all the problems in the world that we face is because people are not able to sit in a room quietly with themselves.
I believe that. And that's also coming back down to the shadow stuff. We talked about this in previous episodes. People's projections, their ideas of the world, their projections of the world, and how that affects them, their defensiveness, right? I acknowledge my shadow of defensiveness. I acknowledge my shadow of judgment. I acknowledge all these shadows. But that's also now the good thing, because now I am more in truth with who I am. And I notice, okay, these are all shadows. These are all programs. This is not the truth of who I am. I'm not really a nice person. No, I'm not. Sometimes I do want to tell people to go fuck themselves. And I want to share my opinion. And I have held myself back many times. And I acknowledge this. I acknowledge that. And now how does that serve me now? Maybe now, and this is also probably part of the reason why it is time for me to go and leave the podcast. Because like I've said before, this is not who I am. I'm not a content creator. And I'm not going to be, even though, don't get me wrong, there is a part of me that for sure I am going to miss doing these weekly podcast things with you. That's 100%. I feel that. But that's not the truth of who I am. I never had any aspirations to be speaking on the radio. I never had any of these desires or these dreams. And for me to be continuing to support you would be me continuing to live a lie and me to be out of alignment with who I am. And I think this is also the whole thing about the people pleasing, is that I wanted to please you because you're my partner and I see you as a source of love. And maybe this is a selfish thing, but there was maybe a part of me before in the past, I acknowledge this now, where I could say, oh, maybe there's a part of me that was afraid to not be agreeable. That's a people pleasing, nice person disease thing. I need to be agreeable with you and to support you, to show you that I'm on your side, to show you that I'm agreeable with you. Because if I'm not, then maybe you don't have that same, or you will stop loving me, or you be conditional with me, and then you don't want to be with me. Maybe. But in the process of doing that, that keeps me from being myself, because I'm still pretending to be a people pleaser. I'm still pretending to be a nice person. So to know yourself is to know, hey, actually, no, I don't. Okay, now we're getting there. To know yourself is to know, hey, no, I actually don't like this thing that they're saying. I don't like what I'm doing. I don't agree with this person. I don't see it the same way. When you start to acknowledge those things is when you start to know yourself more. You start to know more of your likes, more of your dislikes, what pisses you off, what makes you happy, what makes you feel fulfilled, what makes you feel satisfied. And getting back to what I've been saying all these episodes is, if you are working a job, or you're working in a business, or you have a business, or you have all the passive income in the world, it doesn't matter. None of that shit matters. Because if you wake up feeling unfulfilled every single day, if you wake up feeling lost, confused, or anything other than this is what God put me here on earth to do, and you don't have that sense of confidence or conviction, chances are you're not living your true purpose. And because you're not living your true purpose, you need to ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? We talked about this, and we did a couple of episodes on the YouTube channel when it came to the life purpose of a shaman. These were the three questions. Who am I? What are my gifts? Who do I give my gifts to? But the big one, the foundation, the root of your identity is knowing who you are. I'm not a humanitarian. I have to be honest with that. I don't care a lot about people. I'd be really honest with this. I care about more about animals, and I care more about the planet and the future of the planet, and investing in the right people that are going to do something constructive to solve the world's, like, to solve problems in the world. But would I care to have an hour-long conversation with someone about their traumas and their shit? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And that's the truth of who I am. But maybe your truth is different. Maybe your truth is you do want to help people be liberated, or whatever that means to you, or change the education system. Maybe there is someone that wants to make veganism go mainstream, and they want to make sure that animals are protected and not slaughtered for meat consumption. We all have our own truth, but we have to really be in alignment with that and know who we are, know what we stand for, know what we like and what we don't like. Because the sooner we can be honest with that is the sooner that we can start, like, checking off those boxes. Okay, this isn't my purpose. Why would I ever want to work with, I'd be a social worker, right? Why would I ever want to be a social worker if I can't even stand to talk to people? It doesn't make sense. Why would I ever want to work one-on-one with someone if I hate the idea of trading my time for money? You would have to really understand yourself, and you have to really understand your logic. And from there, that's when your purpose evolves. From there, that's when you get the insight on what you need to do. And all of a sudden, the idea of being a female shamanic iboga bwidi practitioner is no longer so far-fetched, and it's no longer something that you resist. It's now something that you can say, oh, I never thought about this before. This is the possibility. And I think that's the same thing with Pamela. She had to start really becoming honest with herself and knowing who she is and getting back to her roots, which is part of knowing who you are, and accepting that there is another life out there for her. If she didn't accept that there was another life out there for her, I don't know if she would have been in the same life, living the same life that she was living a few years ago before she made that transition. It's the same thing with you. It's the same thing with me. You knew that there was a different life for you. When you left London, you came back to Austria, and then you started studying to be a meditation coach. You just knew that there was something different. You knew that there was something that you weren't going to tolerate. You were not going to tolerate for the rest of your life working the job that you hated. You knew that you were supposed to be doing your own thing.
Yes. And I had to be very honest with myself that working for someone else, it's simply not my path. And I cannot continue to force myself into that box. I cannot continue to play small if I am meant for something bigger. And then God was like, I see that. I roger that. Took you some time to make that decision. Are you ready now?
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the LifePurpose.com podcast. If you found this episode valuable, share it with someone that you know needs to hear this. And until next time on the LifePurpose.com podcast.